And now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. This portion of the show is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. And by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Here we go. Another great hour of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Here's Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup, right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app, Facebook, YouTube Live, and 97.3 The Fan. Pete Gray here, along with Rock God Rick Mexa, in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup here in sunny, warm Southern California. And we have a great guest, Captain Max Nui from the Pacific Voyager out of C4 Sport Fishing. And we're going to start this hour with a great report from Captain Brian of the Independence. Good morning, Brian.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hey, now, wait a minute. The boat's right behind us here. We're looking at it. You're getting ready to leave, right?
Oh, yeah, we are. We're about to leave right now.
That's cool. Wow. So you're headed down south for a trip?
Yeah, we are. We're leaving on a rice bowl 10-day. We're going to head down south. You know, there's a couple guys in front of us, so kind of give us a layout what's going on and hope this wahoo and tuna fishing continue to be better here.
I know the last trip that we saw you guys come in sure was a great one. It's been wild to see the quantity and the size of the wahoo and the great tuna fishing to go along with it. You got to be licking your chops to get back down there on it.
I am. Yeah, this wahoo fishing is pretty incredible. I can't say I've seen this quality of fish here in a long time. You know, usually we catch a handful of those 50, 80 pounders, 100 pounders, but, you know, there's every 5, 10 fish is all 80, 100 pounds.
Oh, crazy, man. Wow. Wow, yeah. And it's still going on. And it looks like you have some beautiful weather coming ahead, huh?
We do. The forecast looks amazing on our side for sure.
Typical for this time of the year, right? You got to love it.
Usually, yeah. Can't complain.
Yeah. And with this late season, you guys, Captain Paul had told me that you guys added an 11th day at the beginning of January, right?
We did. We have an 11-day leaving January 4th, returning January 15th. It's a limited load. It's $5,250 with license, permits, everything included. You know, with this fishing going on, it seems like it should be good. So, yeah, we added that 11-day.
24 people on the Independence. Oh, can you imagine that on this giant platform? I mean, that's got to just be like you got lots of space on the rail and lots of space inside too, right?
24 people are going to get lost on that thing.
Yeah, no kidding. And there and what's also amazing is that normally there's no space available on the Independence,
yeah,
a long way out, and there's several spots available on this because you just added the trip, right?
We just added, yeah. We had a little situation with one of our 16 days, so we just added this, and you know, I think we already have 14 spots already sold, and it looks like it's already pretty much a definite go. So hopefully, we can continue to book a few more spots.
That's wow. Awesome.
Well, if somebody wants to go, how do we get a hold of you, and how do we get a book a trip on that? It leaves Sunday, January 4th, and comes back Thursday, January 15th. Limited load to 24 people on the Independence.
So good.
Correct. Yeah, you can get to our website at www.independentsportfishing.com. You can book online or call Paulina at 619-226-6006.
What a great addition to the team, Paulina. So nice and so easy to deal with and fun and so well organized. And you guys have just had such great fishing. And, yeah, it's just you guys got a great team there with the Independence.
Thank you. Yeah, she's amazing. She's amazing, definitely. Yeah.
And she's a Let's Talk Hookup fan and been part of our family for Let's Talk Hookup here for a very long time. It's really great to have Paulina in the biz.
Yeah, she was telling me the story this morning.
Yeah,
that's cool.
Well,
Brian, great job. We wish you the best of luck, and yeah, let us know when maybe next week. Give us a call, and you can remind us about that trip, and let us know how this great fishing hopefully turns out for you guys on this trip that you're getting ready to take your boys out south right now.
All right, thank you guys. I appreciate having me.
All right, thanks, yeah, Brian. We'll watch you pull out here from the world headquarters as you pull out. Good luck on that trip.
All right, thank you guys.
See you, buddy.
Thanks. That's fantastic. Bye. Wow. Good stuff there. Yeah. Okay. Phones are packing up. We should mention that we're giving away a pair of Costa sunglasses. The Tuna Alley Pro with a copper silver mirror lens and the 580 glass, and the Bill Varney calendar. So one lucky caller. Yeah. 833-288-0973. Jeff, standing by at the fan there. If you want to get through, now is your chance because there's only one line open.
That's it. And if you're not the lucky recipient, you can get your 2026 Bill Varney CCA calendar. You can get it at your local tackle shop. He's got it at surfishtackle.com. Lots of places to get that killer new calendar. Phones are packed. We're going to next up talk to John. John's calling us from Escondido this morning. Good morning, John. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. I got, I'm watching you on TV, on YouTube, and listening to you on my in my Bluetooth on my phone, so I get the best of both worlds.
All right.
Yeah. Love it.
Hey, Max, so what do you do for the winter? Do you guys do any Colinette trips since, you know, starting up in January, anything like that? Or is there anything where you – so I used to fish your boat a lot back in the day. A couple of brothers owned it up out of Long Beach. And I had a group of friends, and we fished the second wind of every month. And so – but back then we didn't have the closures that we have now and stuff. But I was just curious if there's anything that we can do to keep fishing on your boat kind of during the off season.
So January is going to be our month of maintenance. So we shut down for January for you know, a little bit, obviously December as well. We do have a couple 2.5-day charters in February this upcoming year and a couple in March. And we'll probably – those will be – coastal, you know, lingcod, rockfish, yellowtail trips. And then, we'll probably put up a couple open party coastal trips sometime in March because we have a couple weekends open. Seems like weekdays are just hard to book that time of year. So we'll probably have a couple trips up in March for coastal fishing.
Will you have your eyeballs up tuna fishing-wise even on the February trip? Or is that the type of thing where you're just going to be on the beach and you're looking at the bottom?
No, I mean, that time of year traditionally there's been bluefin within range, so you know we'll definitely set those trips up on good moon phases where we have an opportunity to catch bluefin. Maybe we'll, you know, do a rock cod during the day and then go venture for that bluefin at night, because most likely that's going to be when we're going to catch them.
There again, the advantage of doing the two-day trips like you do is it gives you the time to get to do those things. You know, you don't have to just worry about catching your rockfish here and then burning back home. You can snoop around for condition. You can catch your fish in the morning and have the whole afternoon to go exploring. Like, what a perfect length trip to do that.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. You know, a three-day trip would give you two full days of rock fishing and a full 24 hours to you know, find the bluefin and be able to fish them. So,
and a boat that's comfortable as Pacific Voyager on the passenger side of things. Like, if you've got the extra time and it's cruising, you can go into your stateroom and close the door. You know what I mean? Like, it's just, yeah, there's lots of time, lots of room. Like, that's a perfect way to spend the call it off season while there's still lots of fishing to be had.
Absolutely.
And like you said, you're unique in that for a 65-foot boat, you're a Zone 2 boat, which is pretty unique in that world, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Which means you can go further south.
Yeah, we had a 2.5 in February where we, you know, did a rock, caught a bunch of lingcod. At night we ventured off. We got below like San Quintin, which is, I think we got to like 210 miles on a 2.5 day.
Wow.
And then came all the way back up to finish our rockfish.
Yeah. Where's the limit at Zone 1?
170 miles. So it's like the just above the like 30 line.
30 line.
Yeah.
Gotcha. All right. All right. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. You posted a great picture that Brian Willis sent you.
That's
tell us
cool.
about that on our Instagram, Let's Talk Hookup Fishing. And now we have that link to our Let's Talk Hookup Facebook page, too. Thanks to Wayne Cotto.
Yeah.
Thank you, Wayne.
It's on both of them.
For figuring that out. So you'll have to check that out.
Yeah, it's just a cool, like, what more can you say? Just a cool photo from back in the day. So many, I mean, Max can speak at it much better than I. So many great fishermen, you know, coming up from Dana War Sport Fishing. There's just a classic cool picture of Max and Captain Willie from way back in the day, half-day fishing with a really nice calico.
Yeah. Tell us about that day. You remember it?
Yeah, I was just a little kid. You know, went out by myself. My parents had dropped
me
off.
You were like 11 or something?
Not somewhere between 8 and 10, probably.
8 and 10, yeah.
Yeah, my parents had dropped me off, and I'd go on a half-day and caught a 7.5-pound calico with Brian, and I think
Woo!
I had like a 5-pounder after that. It was pretty awesome. I used to go pretty much like every day, you know, because they had like a kids camp deal for like Twilight, so it was $19 or something, so my parents would drop me off, and I'd go go on a half day. I pretty much went fishing like every day in the summer.
That is pretty cool.
Yeah.
That's cool. It's a great shot. And yeah. Check it out on our social media.
Yeah.
It's a serious bass, that's for sure.
Yeah, for sure. So that's Let's Talk Hookup Fishing on Instagram. Now on our Let's Talk Hookup page on Facebook, too. You'll check that picture out of Max. And I have a great text here from David in Costa Mesa. Good morning, guys. Max, do we really need a 100-pound setup for local nighttime bluefin, or is an 80-pound setup enough? What do you recommend as the smallest and lightest reel for a true 100-pound criteria?
80's fine. You know, personally, you know, I think 80 and 100's the same thing to me. It'd be very impressive.
You're not going
to
break it.
If you could break 80-pound, I'd be really impressed. The big thing is line capacity. You know, I'd say, you know, like a fathom 40 or something like that is like your bare minimum. Fathom 40, Talica 25. But, you know, I'd say those like old school black and gold fathom 40s is like the bare minimum. You know, that's a fairly affordable reel. I think they're $300, $350, something like that. But, you know, the big thing, too, is having a rod that's capable of catching them. You know, it's not something that's not going to bend all the way over where you can't gain ground on it. But 80's plenty good.
When that fish starts approaching triple digit size, you have to have appropriate tackle. You know, when you back in the days of catching a 20-pound albacore, you could get the job done with whatever you had. Sure, the perfect setup was better, but when that fish starts to get above that 100-pound mark, you have to have the right stuff to get it done.
Yeah, you don't want something that can catch a 100-pounder, because realistically, there's a chance if you're fishing 100-pounders, there could be fish over 200 pounds as well. You want to plan on catching a 200-pound fish.
The other thing that's nice is Seaforth, I know, has really good big fish gear available for rental. So if the price tag of a heavy outfit is what's stopping you from going, don't let it. The gear is of very high quality at the
limit. Yeah, they have a huge set of those old Fathom 40s actually now. So they've been renting those Fathom 40s out. I think they have International 16s too, those Penn Internationals. I think that's an option as well. So they have good rental gear. You know, it's not an investment you have to make.
Right.
Yeah, that's cool. One thing we sure want to mention is that when we're talking about fishing those bluefin with 80-pound, when you have those jigs, you have heavy leader material tied to that. Right?
Yeah, for the most part. You know, unless you're fishing small fish and smaller jigs, sometimes we do downsize the line size to like a 80 or 100-pound, you know, mono or fluoro leader. But for the most part, I'd say your minimum line is 130 or 150-pound leader.
Yeah.
Typically, guys just do your 200-pound crimped leaders, but, you know, a lot of guys do like to tie on a long leader of mono or fluoro or something like that. And I'd say, like, 130 is your minimum for the most part.
And I think you said it best, too, like a Fathom 40 narrow or a Tac 20. I mean, a sizable reel is what you want. And the reason I say that is a 40-pound reel that has 80-pound Spectra on it is not an 80-pound setup. Like,
no, I mean, there's a lot of times we get bites as deep as 400 feet. You already have 400 feet of line out, and that thing makes another 400-foot run. A little 25-size reel, or, you know, like a Fathom 25 or a something small.
Metallica 20 or something.
You're well beyond that, you know. Your line's gone.
Yeah.
It's gone.
Yeah, for sure.
All right. Hey, we had another great text come through. It says, Max, with this heavy gear nighttime fishing, what's the biggest mistake you often see made with the gear? Also, what is your preference on line for the nighttime reels? You touched on that a little bit there just now. Heavy bite leaders, do you prefer them? Do you like a top shot, straight to the lure? All those questions, that's from Curtis in Santee.
You know, I would say in terms of bite leaders, it's probably a little bit better to just tie on a long top shot of mono, you know, like a 25-foot leader or something of you know, whatever heavy line you're going to do, 130, 150, 200-pound, over the crimped bite leaders. It doesn't matter that much. I mean, we personally, as a crew, we just do crimped bite leaders just because it's easy to switch them out and tie them on and all that. It's all personal preference. I don't think it matters much. We have plenty of people who just tie their braids straight to a crimped leader, and that works fine. Probably a little bit better to have like a 25 to 50 foot mono top shot leader just to give you that stretch while fighting them, but it's all personal preference. I don't think it matters much.
All right, very good. You know, I should mention too that our Let's Talk Hookup app, if you are kind of socially not capable like me, everything is on the Let's Talk Hookup app. All you have to do is just download the Let's Talk Hookup app. It's free. It's a free download on Google or the Apple Store. And our social medias are all connected on that app, and you can access our YouTube Live page, all the YouTube archives. You can access our Facebook page, our Instagram pages. Everything is right there. Just scroll down, and you'll see it. You can listen live, of course, on the Let's Talk Hookup app. So if you're going, how do I find that Instagram or Facebook picture of Max? Just go to our Let's Talk Hookup app and click on it, and you'll be able to find it for sure. I have another great text here from one of your old friends here, Max, and it's Don in San Bernardino. And he says, good morning, Don from San Bernardino. Just want to say, guys, to know that Captain Max is the fishiest person I've ever met. Float tubing with him at Santa Ana River Lakes, he was my own personal fish finder. Let's get out there, Max, and although the water looks like a cup of coffee right now.
Yeah, they just closed the float tubing in Santa Ana a couple years ago, which was a bummer. But I used to go there any day possible, either Fridays and Saturdays.
Catch
and
trout?
Yeah, it was fun. You know, there'd only be a couple of us out there. Don was.
Oh, so they don't allow water contact anymore?
They just shut it down, but you can still rent boats and fish shore and all that.
Yeah,
so
Waiting
for the water to clean up. Hopefully we don't get any rain for the next couple of weeks, and it can be pretty good there.
I have to tell a story about the old days with Marty Milner, who was our co-host for years here on Let's Talk Hookup, of course. And Marty was an avid fly fisherman and trout fisherman. And what was the guy's name? But anyway, he had a TV show. He used to say, trout don't live in ugly places. He says, except Santa Ana River Lakes. But that's not what they said on the TV show, but that's what that was Marty saying.
That's funny.
But anyway, but they do live there.
Oh, yeah. No, they stock some good fish. They hit some, like, they put some like 15, 20 pounders in for Thanksgiving.
That's cool. Wow.
pretty big fish.
That's cool.
That's like pyramid size.
Yeah.
Well, the phones are packed up. Everybody wants to talk to Max. Let's jump right back into him and talk to Chuck. He's called us from Long Beach this morning. Hi, Chuck. Welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning, guys. Happy holidays. Hope you all had a good turkey day.
Thanks, buddy.
So I love going to Seafoam, Max. I'm glad you're there. My go-to boat when I get there is the Aztec. And the reason I like it, too, is because they have segregated bunk rooms, kind of. So when I take my son, we can kind of get together. How is your bunk room layout? Is it similar, or is it just like the open seating down the aisles?
Yeah, so no, it's the same layout as the Aztec. Greg actually worked on the Pacific Voyager for 10 years, so he made the Aztec's bunk room based off the Pacific Voyager.
Oh,
so
no kidding.
Yeah,
wow.
So it's the exact same layout, you know, four people per room. You know, you can have your son on either across from you in that room, or, you know, you guys do it top and bottom. But, it's rows of two, you know, so you're not climbing up two bunks to get to the top. They're all low. They're
accessible.
Very easy to get to the top one, even. You're not like
if the boat rolls. You're not falling.
You're not worrying about dying getting up to the top bunk. Yeah.
Everything's set up comfort in mind.
Yeah. Exactly. Most of our clientele is definitely on the older side, so that, you know, I think we would kill somebody trying to climb up 6 feet on a bunk.
Been there, done that. Yeah, don't do that anymore. Yeah, for sure. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. I have a great text here from Mike in San Diego. He says, good morning, guys. Welcome back. And thank you very much for that. Glad to be home. I had a pleasure of fishing the Pacific Voyager with Captain Max this year, and what a blast it was. The boat didn't skip a beat with the ownership change. Clean, the same fun crew, and Max is a fish magnet. With all the success he's had this year, no doubt he'll have even more charters next season. Having said that, does he foresee any open party trips next year? The boat is one of my favorites and would love to fish more on that charter. I think you answered that question before. Throw out your phone number again. Probably the best thing is just to give a text to Mike and to Captain Max and just say, hey, add me to a trip when they come up.
Yeah, I'll probably just, with how many people have been messaging me for it, I'll probably just make some kind of wait list. I'll put in a notes app or something. You know, people want to get on the trip, I'll add them to the list, you know, if they have specific dates they're looking for. And then we'll definitely have some open party. I'll have a couple in April, and I might save a couple for May. And if we have charters drop out last minute, I usually put up open parties as well.
Yeah.
They fill quick, so you got to definitely keep an eye. But anytime we do something like that, I'll have it posted on our social media.
On your mostly Instagram.
Yeah, Instagram. I'll try and figure out how to link it with a
call Wayne Cotto.
Yeah.
He'll figure it out for
you.
Wayne will be happy to
I'm just going to keep saying the same thing. Max is busy driving a boat and getting people fishing and worried about fishing. I think if you're really wanting to go, just keep an eye on the Instagram. I think unrealistic to think that he's going to make a phone call to every single person that sends him a text on the trip. If you want to go, keep an eye on the Instagram. That's where the word's going to get out.
I'm saying this, if somebody's not an Instagram person.
Sure. Then become an Instagram person, because I don't think it's realistic for Max to call every single person when a single spot opens on a turn.
Yeah, that's for sure. Yeah. Probably,
if you really want to go, figure it out. It's not the end of the
call
world.
Call Marcos at Seaforth.
Yeah.
Marcos will tell you.
Well, unfortunately, the charters were not able to do anything through the landing.
Through the landing.
So it's
a different deal.
Instagram is, that's the you can even just download it just for that. Yeah. But
okay.
It's your best bet.
Yeah. That's how it's going to happen.
Right. It's your best bet to find an opening because hundreds of people will message about trips.
We'll
so
jump on it.
I'll try and make some kind of list, but I can't text them all.
Yeah. You got to run a boat.
Yeah, exactly.
What?
Exactly.
Had another fun text come through, and it was, hey, Max, this is a great show. Really enjoying hearing more about the bait. Can you talk a little bit about live bait fishing on the Pacific Voyager? Do you guys carry appropriate capacity for doing the extended trips? Also, could you tell me a little bit about how you prefer to fish live bait for finicky bluefin tuna?
So, we hold a lot of bait. We have three top tanks. Two slammers. The slammers actually turn into a full brine well, so it's just like a long range boat. Starts as a slammer. Yeah. Once you use up your bait or catch enough fish, you fill one well, you turn the slammers into wells. So that's a pretty cool system. But yeah, we run, four and a half day trips. This boat used to run up to 6 days, so.
Wow, up to 6 day trips.
That's a long trip for that boat.
That's a long trip.
Three top tanks and two slammers is not common on boats that are outside of the long range.
Yeah,
a lot of bait.
All our wells are empty right now, and this boat's sitting very high, so not used to that. In terms of fly line fishing, obviously picking out a good bait's important, all the usual stuff, but in terms of hooking baits, I really like shoulder hooking a bait. Obviously, your standard nose hook and all that works, but it seems like shoulder hook forces your bait. A belly hook bait forces your bait out. A shoulder hook bait forces your bait down a lot more. It seems like you get a bait to swim straight down real fast, you get bit better. Changing your bait quick is the big thing. Most of our bites, these fish are close to the boat. Your bites can be within 10 to 45 seconds for the most part. The big thing is, obviously long soak works and all that, but if you have 20 people soaking your bait a mile out away from the boat, you spread the fish out a lot, too. You keep all your baits close to the boat. You change them quick. The fish are staying closer, and it's just a faster pace. You could get a bite out there, but we like to change them fast. Another way I personally hook most of my baits is the way I call it, a bluegill hook. I don't know what to call it. I did it as a joke a couple years ago. I hook it behind the dorsal fin, like on the tail side of the dorsal fin.
Oh.
If you're ever illegally fly lining a bluegill in California, that's how you do it.
Not that you ever did that.
No, hypothetically.
Allegedly, of course.
But yeah, I hook it that way, and it forces it pretty much perfectly straight down.
Oh, interesting.
It's weird. Sometimes conditions, one way a bait swims better. Every day is different on how your bait swims.
Because of currents and wind and everything else.
It's too many factors for me to figure out, but a lot of times, I'll try a shoulder hook, and I fish 10 baits and it never swims once, and then I do a belly hook bait and it gets right away from the boat.
Right.
But that's another way, is that bluegill hook.
The bluegill hook.
That's what I've called it for all our passengers.
Right.
So that's one way. Honestly, I probably fish it like that 90% of the time.
Yeah. All right.
That's good. That's cool.
Yeah.
Hey, 833-288-0973. You want to get a call in with Max? There's your shot to do it.
You got it, man. With that said, we're going to find out what's biting out there. It is time for our FishDope.com report with the angler's realtor, Yosef Hussaini. Today, that catch report is sponsored by the Fish Pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego, where you get a premier processing experience. You can check out the easier online system to book your processing for your long-range trips. With more team members, Fisherman's Processing stays far ahead of the rest. More same-day capacity, the finest in customer service. You can stop by their location in Old Town on Taylor Street or check fishermansprocessing.com. Be sure you make your reservations today. And speaking of Fisherman's Processing, especially with all this fantastic long-range fishing, one thing those guys do such a good job of is if you have a bud that's on the trip or you're on the trip and you've got another buddy and you want to set up a completely separate reservation, they make it so incredibly easy.
Yep.
A customer was in the shop the other day just talking about it. He's got two friends that he's going to, likely with this crazy good tuna fishing, he knows that there's going to be a little bit extra. So rather than him having to worry about the processing bill, both of them just set it up with Marilee. They put their own reservations in. They have their own deposits in. And a fish just goes, you know, off of his number. So if he's number six, there's going to be a tuna that's 6A and a tuna that's 6B. Those guys are going to have their own dealing with it. One of them wants it shipped across the country. It's just they make life so easy for you, especially if you're wanting to share some of the catch and you're not wanting to foot the bill. You set them up with their own storage, their own everything.
So if you have a buddy that's going, you can't go, you're going on a long-range trip, just say, hey, man, can I put a reservation in for one of your extras?
Yeah. Hey, Carl, I need some Wahoo.
Yeah.
Rick's not going to long trip this year. Send me one down. We'll get it to Marilee, get that thing all cut up. But, Fisherman's Processing, they just do such a good job, make life so easy for sure. Yeah. Hey, with that said, we're going to find out what's going on the water. We got Yusuf on the line. What's up, Yusuf?
Not too much, guys. How are we doing this morning?
Excellent. Great. Morning. Great. How's fishing?
It's still moving. Up in the Channel Islands area, there is squid everywhere. We don't have a lot of reports, but there should be a sea bass or two in there. Catalina, a little slow. There is still some sea bass and yellowtail being caught on Silver Canyon. There's a squid bed there. It's been pretty slow, though. There are still fish moving. There is squid off of Huntington Beach and a ton of squid between San Onofre and the Golf Ball. There is some sea bass and yellowtail on those as well. San Clemente, there are no real game fish reports. They are still getting the 3Bs on the front side. Top story right now is La Jolla. La Jolla bit really good this last week. We've got some giant bonita that are pretty much everywhere, from Del Mar down to Point Loma. These are bigger fish, up to 10 pounds, real fun fishing, and there's yellows mixed in. Like solid 20, 25-pound yellows. Guys did really good on them this last week in La Jolla. Bonito are showing up under jig stops. You throw feathers for them and then throw bait. It's supposedly really good fishing. Coronado Islands is a little bit slow, the Rock Pal area. What did pick up, though, is the Rosarito Flats. There was some really good fishing this last week there, 15 to 20-pound yellowtail. It was mostly yo-yo fishing in 150 to 250 feet of water. But they bit pretty good. Offshore, we still have tuna around, surprisingly, around the 371 to like the upper hidden. That whole area has some decent sized spots of bluefin still, and people are putting them on the boat when they can get out there. That's about all I got from you. A little bit of the Cortez. Got a little word of fish being around out there still, the big yellowtail. Also offshore in the 371 upper Hidden Bank area, there is kelp patty yellowtail, mostly down around the Hidden Bank itself. But there's still some decent fish to be caught out there, guys.
Still amazing. End of November, beginning of December, tomorrow, there's some great fishing going on. And fishdope.com, of course, has all the information. $30 off a new membership to fishdope.com using the code HOOKUPNOW, lowercase, no space, HOOKUPNOW, your $30 code. Hey, Yusuf, when are you going to get some more of that nature-fed beef? Lolly and I came back from Michigan yesterday, and last thing we wanted was poultry. So we pulled a beef tenderloin out of the freezer yesterday afternoon, and oh, my gosh, that beef is just so amazing, that nature-fed beef. When are you going to get more?
We just put in an order with our rancher a couple days ago. We should have it the end of December. Into early January for deliveries.
Yeah.
Talk about a rad Christmas gift to get somebody. Ooh. You know, you want to hook somebody up in the fam. A freezer full of that is a pretty... take that over a pair of socks and a tie any day.
Yeah, buy a quarter of nature-fed beef from Yusuf. And, And, of course, how's the real estate game?
Real estate game's going good. It's starting to move really well again. We had a lot of inventory around San Diego sitting, and it's evaporating for the most part. I have a new listing coming up over in Bonita. And I was worried because there was three homes in the neighborhood, and within about 3 weeks, they evaporated. And now I'm the star of the show over in that area.
So there you go.
That's a good way to be.
Well, if somebody wants great information on their real estate, or wants to list their house or whatever, and get some of that nature-fed beef, how do we find you, Yusuf?
You can get me on my cell phone, 619-277-2169. You can also get me on social media at The Angler's Realtor. You can also get a free home evaluation at SoCalHomeEval.com.
Awesome. Well, a fantastic job as always. Appreciate it very much, and we'll look forward to talking to you next week.
Thanks, guys. Have a great weekend.
Thanks, Joseph. All right, that's going to wrap up our FishDope.com report. Again, sponsored by Summit Gasoline at the San Diego Sports Arena. It is the place to fill up your car, your truck, or your boat with the lowest in gas and diesel prices. Also, do you know Summit is a place to get the lowest prices on snacks and ice before your trips? Over 40 snacks for just 89 cents, as well as sandwiches, salads, frozen bait, too. Ice is nearly half the price of the others at only $3.99 for a 25-pound bag. And you can get 100 pounds of ice for free with a 35-gallon fill. It's Summit Gasoline, free ice for our Let's Talk Hookup listeners, and always the lowest prices on gas and diesel at the San Diego Sports Arena. When we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way and a whole lot more with Max. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app, Facebook and YouTube Live, and 97.3 The Fan.
For local or long-range fishing, we have you covered. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. Being a part of the San Diego Sport Fishing Landing gives us a distinct advantage when it comes to getting you on the latest and hottest tackle for your trip. Our expert staff knows exactly what you need for your long-range or local trip, and we will not sell you something you don't need. We carry a huge inventory of the right tackle. So visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. Our hardworking crew will make your fishing experience one to remember. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet is second to none. All our open party trips can be easily booked online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
I believe there is no doubt that the finest sport fishing in the world starts right here in San Diego. This is Captain Frank Lopresti. Our fleet of long-range boats and crew are unmatched, and the Royal Polaris and Shogun are right at the top of the list. Captain Jonathan Yamati and his crew aboard the Royal Polaris are considered to be the finest long-range vessel in the world. From summer bluefin, yellowtail, and wahoo to giant yellowfin tuna, our record is unmatched. The Shogun, under the direction of Captain Rene Montegudo, has become one of the most popular long-range boats in the fleet. This big, wide, solid riding vessel has gained a reputation for catching fish and treating their customers to an epic vacation on the water. I am so proud of Jonathan, Rene, and the crews on both the Royal Polaris and Shogun, as they have helped me keep the reputation of the premier vessels in the long-range fleet. Come see for yourself. Book a trip on the Royal Polaris or Shogun today. Check RoyalPolarisSportFishing.com. Or ShogunSportFishing.com or call Monica or Jen in the office at 619-226-8030.
The Ford Black Friday sell-a-thon is on at your San Diego County Ford dealers. This sell-a-thon, for 4 days only, get the best offers of the season on an incredible selection of Ford's award-winning lineup of trucks and SUVs. Plus, get an extra $1,000 on your trade-in. It's your chance to save, whether it's America's best-selling F-Series trucks, the capable Bronco family of SUVs, or the all-electric favorites like the Mustang Mach-E and F-150 Lightning. Visit your local dealership to find the perfect Ford for you this season during the Black Friday sell-a-thon. Residency restrictions and exclusions apply. These Black Friday sell-a-thon savings are only here until December 1st. So rush into your local San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
For your next fishing adventure, check Point Loma Sport Fishing. They offer half-day and full-day trips daily, perfect for families and the novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight to multi-day trips, targeting the best of seasonal catches. Visit PointLomaSportFishing.com, where you can purchase tickets online and get more information on the trips available, or call 619-223-1627. Want to go fishing? Point Loma Sport Fishing has you covered.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here with Max, talking fishing, talking Pacific Voyager. Again, if you want to join us, it's been a very busy morning. Stoked to have Max in here. 833-288-0973 is how you do it.
Yep, jump into the phones.
You got it, man. This time we're going to talk to Jim. Jim's calling us from National City this morning. Hi, Jim. Welcome to the show.
Hey, welcome back, Pete. And of course, Ricky, it's always good to talk to you. Captain Max, before I get to you, I just wanted to mention, Pete, I talked to Tommy P. the other day, and I guess he's going up to Katmai Lodge with you
yes.
on a fishing trip. and he's all fired up about
man.
That.
It's an amazing place. And I can't believe it, but there's actually a spot left on that trip next July if you want to go with Tommy P and I and Harold and the whole gang. There's actually a spot opened up on that Katmai Lodge trip in July.
That's where you need to go.
Max would go crazy on that. Any human that likes to fish would love that place.
That is the spot.
Yeah, for sure.
But what I wanted to say to Max was, Captain Max, owner, skipper, you know, you're 21 years old. What the accomplishments you've established, the word around the dock is how good you and your operation at 21 years old. And you know, the fact that Mr. LaPresti has backed you on your purchase of the boat, and you know, Frank only backs winners. So Max, keep up the good work, and I hope to get on your boat someday.
I appreciate it. Cool. I appreciate it.
Well said, Jim.
No doubt. Thanks, Jim. Thanks a lot for the call.
All right, I had another fun text come through. It says, good morning, guys. I just got off an overnighter out of Ventura. We fished way up to San Miguel Island, 60 miles. We had crazy quality on reds and lings to 29 pounds.
Ooh.
I've been observing more and more of the seasoned rockfish groups up here transitioning to electric reels. And I got to be honest, I'm a believer in the work smarter, not harder, like when braided lines came into the picture. I'm wondering if this is the way for the future. Max, are you starting to see guys fishing electric reels for your deep water rock cods?
Yeah, we have a lot of people, you know, especially because a lot of our charter groups are older guys, and that's how deep you're fishing a lot of times. Your bare minimum is usually 300 feet. Sometimes you're fishing as deep as 600. A lot of guys do electric reel fishing.
On the bluefin?
On the rockfish. We do have. I've seen people do the bluefin, like the those Beastmasters are actually really good for bluefin fishing.
Beastmasters, amazing power.
Yeah, like a couple years ago, I saw like a father son duo that came out, and I had a whole backpack of the battery and all that. And they caught five that night. They're all 100 to 200 pounds. They caught a 200 pounder on a Beastmaster. Yeah, and they got bit better than anyone because it was so fast. You know, they're getting bit on the retrieve, and you. If you get the right electric reel that has a fast gear ratio, you could totally do it at night. The big thing I would say with that is you don't want to have a cord, because if you got to hand it over to a crew member, go under and over, you're all messed up. So now guys have like the batteries attached to the butt of the rod.
Ah.
But I've seen guys with the cords and all that, and
that does not work.
That's
get like those cylindrical batteries that actually attach.
Yeah, you can either, there's some that attach like into the butt of the rods, and then, or you could just duct tape it onto the butt of the rod. You know, you can just have it under, and that works. But that's definitely an option. It does work, but you got to pick out the ones that are fast enough.
There's a lot of technology that is starting to come with those electric reels, you know, whether it be because of, you know, deep water fishing or kind of whatever. But, you know, and there's several options. There's reels that now have integrated, you know, cordless batteries to them. There's, you know, like you said, we sell a lot of batteries that are cylindrical that stay in a neoprene sleeve, and they Velcro to the foregrip or the rear grip. And like Mac was referring to, too, they're starting to be companies that are coming out with the batteries are integrated into the butt of the rod themselves. Like if you have a unibutt style of rod, it'll screw into the butt section, or the butt section basically is the battery. So it's that technology is like rapidly developing, and it's going to be more and more and more useful as it comes. And
yeah, but you have to have a reel that has the power to land a bluefin. For example, Shimano makes two types, I believe, of electric reels. They make the Forcemaster and the Beastmaster. The Forcemaster is not going to do it, but the Beastmaster does it. It's got the power, it's got the drag system and such like that.
I think a Forcemaster might still do it. You are right. There are other manufacturers that have reels that work great for flying a kite back and forth.
Yeah.
But trying to kill a bluefin is probably not. You there's no doubt that you're right. I mean, the more money that you spend, Beastmaster is the way to go.
Yeah.
But I think a Forcemaster is still better than a lot of some of the lesser expensive electric reels that exist out there.
Yeah, for sure.
But it's cool. I mean, like I said, I'm with you. And like, I'm not gonna lie, it's pretty nice when you're deep water cod fishing.
Oh.
Is it necessity? Of course not. Caught them before. We'll continue to catch them without it. But man, it's pretty slick, no doubt.
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah, especially with that, you know, dedicated cod fishing in deep water. Like I'm becoming more and more of a fan of that really skinny Spectra. You can get down so good with just so little, how well that skinny Power Pro gets down. Not affected by drag, not affected by current. Like, things that we used to fish on our skiff where you're using, you know, a couple of pounds to do, like, you can fish a tungsten jig and a, you know, in a reel that's got 30-pound spectra and fish 1,000 feet of water and have, you know, and have no problem. It's pretty slick.
When you're fishing swords like you were yesterday, what pound test are you fishing on those?
Some guys do like 80-pound spectra. We had 100 on one rod and 130 on the other. And then you have like a 200-pound wind on and a 200-pound bite leader.
Yeah. And manual reels?
That was all hand crank.
All hand crank.
I've done it with electric reels. It's a lot easier because you're fishing 11 pounds of lead.
Whew.
Which is...
And 1,000 feet deep.
Yeah. Yeah. Luckily, we had four guys that all run boats winding on it, so we're somewhat qualified, but it's still, I mean, you wind for a couple minutes, you're tapped out. It's a lot easier winding in a swordfish, honestly. They bring the weight up for you.
How hard was it pulling on that 300-pounder?
That one was pretty messed up. It ended up jumping over our buoy line, and we had like 1,500 feet of spectra out, so we had like 1,000 feet of spectra wrapped up in this fish.
Oh.
So it was just a huge mess, and we ended up having to cut it. We got to re-spool 50 wide today.
Oh.
And it was just a huge mess, but, you know, we fought it for about an hour. By the time we got to the wind-down, there was a big fray in the line that we saw, and we had to, as soon as we got the spectra in, we just wrenched on as hard as we could. I was pulling on it with two hands and had a guy ripping on a Talek at 50, and we were just pulling as hard as we could. It actually ended up being snagged in the side, and the line was going around its mouth.
Wow.
So if we let it flip around once, it would have come right off.
Come off. Oh.
But
Yeah, almost lassoed.
Yeah, and we had two small ones before that. They didn't fight at all. They're gut-hooked, and, I mean, the sinker fights harder than the fish.
It's amazing.
What's a small one?
100 to 130 pounds.
Oh, just a little one, yeah.
But it is amazing what 10 pounds of sinker does to one of those things, especially when they're deep. I think it's got to be like a combination of the two. Like, it's got to be some kind of combination of those things being down so deep and having to fight that 10-pound sinker. Like, it's just wild that you can take what is for sure one of the toughest fish in the entire ocean. If you hook them on, you know, even moderate tackle on the surface when they're fired up, like, they can be so difficult to catch. But you take that same thing and you put them 1,000 feet down and you attach a 10-pound sinker to them, like, damn near they're just nothing by the time you get them to the boat. Like, that's it. Wound them in, put a gap in it, throw it on the boat over. Like,
yeah.
It's just wild that the toughest fish that exists can be that way.
Our style of fishing, you keep it in free spool the whole time. You get bit, you put in free spool. And you just keep it in free spool. Times you just keep it free spool for half an hour, fish dies, you just wind in a dead fish.
Really?
That's crazy.
Yeah, and if it's fighting too hard, you can attach another sinker to it and just keep it in free spool.
So the harder you pull, sometimes the harder they pull.
Well, when you're pulling hard, you're pulling on the sinker, and then there's no tension at all. If you're, you know, they have soft mouths too, so you can't pull that hard.
Yeah.
But if you're pulling on it, you're not really pulling on it. You're just fighting the sinker the whole time.
Yeah.
So if you put in free spool, you're putting more pressure on the fish.
Wow. And they oddly all go to the surface when they eat the bait. Like, so now they're the ones that are towing the sinker instead of you towing it.
Exactly. Yeah. If you try and pull on it, then they're just going to kind of swim along the sinker, and they're not going to do, you know, nothing's going to happen.
So how do you finally land it?
Eventually, you got to get the sinker up, and then I haven't done it that much.
Yeah.
You know, you get the sinker up, you unclip it, and usually there's just a dead swordfish there to wind in. I mean, it's not like that every time. That big one yesterday, you know, actually pulled and it was just
jumped.
It jumped a couple times and it was an actual fight. But the two before that were, I mean, you just kept in free spool. By the time you bring in your tip rod, we had two buoy rods out, so you bring in two rods.
Yeah, you got a half hour of gear clearing.
You putt all the way over there. It's half an hour. By the time you wind in, it takes 10 minutes to wind up the 1,000 feet of 10-pound lead, and then the fish is right there. Yeah.
Wow. That's a lot of swordfish steaks for dinner.
Yeah. Wow.
That's a lot.
That's pretty cool. Well, if you want to get through, still a little bit of time left. Jeff's standing by at the fan, 833-288-0973. Darren and Menifee has a nice text here. Hey, Pete and Rick, I've been on a few trips with Captain Max on the deep water clothing charters. Max is so knowledgeable for the young new captain, and always fun trip, and we catch fish. Max, were you... Who are one or two of your mentor captains?
I'd definitely have to say Jason from the Highliner, Jason Zenner.
Uh-huh.
I started working for him when I turned 15 on the Pride. I was in Seaforth, and I've worked for him until last year. He sold the Pride. He bought the Highliner. That's where I started running boats. Was on the Highliner the last 2 years. That's where I know him from the deep water trips as well. They've been fishing with us since Jason's on the Pride.
Yeah.
So.
And he's over Seaforth now with the Highliner.
Yeah. Yeah. So no, definitely Jason. I mean, he taught me everything from being a pinhead to being able to run a boat. So
that's pretty cool.
That's way cool.
Yeah.
All right. Had another fun text come through. It says, "Good morning, guys. Great show today. Captain Max, what advice would you give a young fisher girl who wants to work on sport boats and someday captain her own? Is it a boys club only? What do we need to do?" That's from Charisse in Huntington Beach.
Well, you're going to definitely have to deal with a lot of people that are not so great. I don't know if you've ever worked on a boat or not, but if you haven't started on a boat, I'd start with, half days, three quarter days, kind of work your way up and then, start doing your multi-day trips and all that. It definitely, you don't want to just jump straight into it. It's very tiring and you get worn down pretty easily.
No doubt. And what a fun atmosphere that had to be coming up at Dana Wharf Sport Fishing. I just know that is such a great landing with such a good, family atmosphere of people. Like it's a really good core of people there.
Yeah.
It shows, we've talked about it multiple times even today, just the amount of people that have come out of Dana Wharf Sport Fishing that now have very successful careers driving boats all over the place.
Yeah. No, it's definitely, Dana Wharf is very customer friendly. It's not always, you're going out bass fishing and rock fishing. It's not going there to catch some fish of a lifetime, you're going out there to have a good time. So it's a lot more like crew members just going there to make sure that people have a good time. Yeah. That's really important. I think that brings a lot of spark, to people.
It's a very customer first place.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And it's not just the fishing that matters, but no, I think anyone could work on a boat. And there's definitely a few women that run laps around guys on some boats around here. So
there you go.
Young guy listening right now, you obviously, young guy, how do you get involved? And if you, I want to be a captain, I want to own a boat, and I want to be a captain like Max.
You just start on, you walk down the dock and you say, hey, I'm looking for a job. The one thing about sport fishing is there's a lot of people always going in and out of it. A lot of people, you're gone for long periods of time. A lot of people realize they would like to go home at night, or they want to start a family or something. They get a land job, so there's always job opportunities. There's always a demand for crew members. Obviously, in May when the boats aren't running a bunch and everyone's spent all their money, there's going to be a high demand for work, and it's going to be hard to find a job. But you come June, July, you walk down the dock, there's going to be a boat that needs somebody. You go down there and say, you introduce yourself, you tell them, hey, I'm looking for a job. I've never done this before, but I'd really like to learn. There will be a boat that'll, get you trained up.
Somebody.
If you work hard and you want to learn it, I haven't been doing it that long. I'm only 22, So if you want to learn it, it's plenty easy to learn. Anyone can do it.
It's one of the few old school things that still exists. That really the best way to get on a boat is to walk on the dock, like Max says, and introduce yourself. The high percentage of these boats are owned and operated by the same guy that's got his slickers on, that's helping clean the boat with the guys afterwards. And it's still the old school thing. Walk down onto the boat and introduce yourself. And if Max doesn't have a spot, he probably knows that the guy two boats over is looking for somebody because that guy just left. It's just one of those things. Yeah. And you hear that story from everybody. Max and Taro yesterday showed up the day of his high school graduation, and then the week before we had Captain Brian Kiyohara, and he was working on boats and told Frank Lopresti, I want to drive this boat. And months later he called him up and says, okay, you're driving this trip. It's just still one of those.
Yeah.
It's still one of those gigs.
It's a FaceTime thing.
When I started Jason on the Pride, I came out for an overnight on my birthday. I just came out fishing. I was pinheading in Dana Point before that, but I was like, hey, yeah, I pinhead. And he's like, well, you want to start working down here? And I started 3 days later and worked for him for over 7 years. So.
Wow.
Awesome.
And when you say you're a pinhead in Dana Point, of course, you grew up fishing on the boats. That's another good thing is go start fishing. Go with the guys.
Yeah, go out in the half-day boats or whatever. Introduce yourself. say, just start scrubbing the boat. Don't even, you know, just be like, where are the deck brushes, and just help them out. You know, it's not.
And that's kind of what you did in Dana
yeah,
Point.
Yeah, I'd always, you know, I've been fishing there since I was 5 or 6, so I knew everybody, you know.
Sure.
I'd fish there, you know, 100 days a year. But, yeah, anytime I, you know, once I realized I started wanting to pinhead and all that, you go down, you scrub the boat, you help them out however you can, and they notice that, and all of a sudden, you know, they got this kid that
totally
got some cheap
working
labor
hard. Yeah. Yeah. So that's a good advice. If you listen to the show and you're like, hey, man, I want to be a captain and own a boat and stuff like that, just get on down there and do it.
Yeah, every successful career in this business starts from the bottom. You know, like every guy that's driving a boat in this fleet started by, you know, a scrub brush and a 5-gallon bucket with water and bleach in it. I mean, that's just how this is.
C4 Sport Fishing is an amazing landing, and we don't get enough of you guys over here to talk about C4. Some of the guys you really look up to over at C4th.
I mean, all those operators that have been there for a long time. Yeah. You know, it's really amazing to see, like, how long they've owned these boats, the clientele they've kept and all that.
Right.
And all those guys in their own way, you know, do something that's really impressive, you know, whether it's charter boats or open party or all of that.
You can tell there's some really good core guys there, too, the Jim Hughes and the Tommy Ebners and all the guys that, like, help everybody out with boat projects and things like that. Like, you can tell that it's a close-knit family. Over
there. Especially, you know, I'm so new to this still. There's so much that I don't know about boats and especially on the boat work end. You know, there's times where I'm down the dock and I don't know what to do. I walk down the dock and you ask one of those guys and it's amazing the knowledge they have. You know, they'll tell you all sorts of things that you
like. Jim Hughes.
Oh yeah,
get him down in your engine room, right?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Learn something about the boat I've been on for a year, and like, how do you know that? You know.
But like you said, that's saying it best. Like, that, and that's a life lesson, not just a boat lesson. Like, just be humble and ask somebody, and you'd be amazed. You know, if you're not asking them to do something, you're asking them to show you something. It's amazing how much you'll get back from.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's definitely a big learning curve with all of this. You know, so the guys that have been doing it for so long, it's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. Something bad's going to happen. Something's going to break, and the only way you're going to learn it is it happening, and learning from it.
And a guy like Rambo or so many other guys, they're like, if you do it long enough, everything breaks at some point. So those guys have all had that pump, that air conditioner, that whatever issue, have all had it go wrong, both at the dock and at sea, and MacGyver back together and fix it the right way and fix it the wrong way and all those things. Like, you're in it enough, you've dealt with every problem.
Yeah, exactly.
So what kind of fishing really excites Max? What are you really into these days? When you want to go fishing, not on the Pacific Voyager?
I'm definitely a big trout guy. You know, in the winter, if I got time off, I'm going to go trout fishing. You know, like the local trout fishing, it's definitely changed the last few years. There's way more people fishing. The hatcheries aren't as good. It's not quite as fun for me. I've still gone 3 times this week. But you know, all just the local regional parks and stuff.
You fly rod guy, or you spin?
That's all spin fish for local fishing. But you know, my favorite place to go fishing is Pyramid Lake in Nevada, and that's all fly fishing there for the big cutthroat trout. By far my favorite place to go. And anytime I, you know, have a few days off, I make an effort to try and go there.
You ever go up in Sierras?
No, everyone tells me I need to go, but seems like one of those things. Same thing, you know, more people going every year, and it's just so far. At that point, I'm already halfway to Pyramid, so I might as well just
keep going.
Go an extra 4 hours. Yeah, exactly.
Pyramid's a different animal, though.
Oh yeah, but yeah. No,
obviously, like big fish.
Yeah.
What's your largest fish up at Pyramid?
16-1.
Whoa,
waiting for my 20. That's the one I got to get.
Holy Grail.
Yeah, exactly.
That's awesome. Well, when we come back, we got more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way, including finding out who's got themselves a brand new pair of Costa glasses. More Let's Talk Hookup with Max from the Pacific Voyager, and we return with the Let's Talk Hookup app, Facebook and YouTube Live, and 97.3 The Fan. everyone has their go-to fishing spot. My spot is Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. Rock Cod Rick here to say if you're looking for the ultimate Alaska experience and the best value in Alaska, it's Kingfisher Charters. Owner Seth Bone and his crew consistently deliver deluxe accommodations, the finest food, world-class fish processing, and top-of-the-line fishing experience. We've literally sent hundreds of our listeners to Kingfisher, and they all can't wait to go back. Most Alaska resorts make big promises, and they don't deliver, or they'll nickel and dime you to drive up the cost, but not Kingfisher. Everything is included. Your license, fish processing, super deluxe accommodations, amazing food, airport transfers, your gear, literally all you need to bring is your layer clothing, and Kingfisher covers the rest. They also have the finest boats and charter captains in Sitka, all for the ultimate value. Take it from me, book your trip to Kingfisher Charters and you'll thank me. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136, or check kingfishercharters.com.
Do you know why a million customers visited Summit Gasoline last year at the San Diego Sports Arena? Because they give you the lowest price on fuel. Great service and easy access, even for trucks and trailers at their 24 pumps. Summit is known for the best price on ice, too. Almost half the cost of any other vendor. 25 pounds for just $3.99. Martha and her crew love fishermen, and they'll prove it by giving you 100 pounds free. Free with a 35-gallon fill-up. Summit offers over 40 snacks and drinks to choose from for only 89 cents. And even a line of hand creams and lip balms for 89 cents, too. Summit now proudly offers locally made burritos and sandwiches. Made fresh daily and ready to go wherever the current takes you. Summit just upgraded their car wash. And for a limited time, get a deluxe car wash for only $6. Grab the wife's car, grab a cheap sandwich, and make up for the day on the water. Summit Gasoline. Lowest prices. Friendliest staff, easy access, and free ice. What more can you ask for?
Enter into fall with powerful deals on new Yamaha outboards during Yamaha's Fall into Savings sales event. From now until December 8th, 2025, purchase a new eligible Yamaha 30 to 450 horsepower outboard and get up to 7 years of coverage protection plus up to $500 in dealer credit for 150 to 450 horsepower outboards. Looking for lower horsepower? Yamaha's got you covered. Purchase a new eligible Yamaha 2.5 to 25 horsepower outboard and receive up to $700 in dealer credit. Visit your local Yamaha dealer today. Yamaha, reliability starts here. Offer ends December 8th, 2025. Subject to change. Other restrictions and conditions apply. Select models exclude 24 or 36-month Yamaha extended service contracts added to factory limited warranty. Choice offered to Florida residents is a 24 or 36-month Yamaha limited warranty. See authorized participating Yamaha outboard dealers for details. Cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer. Inside information is everything when it comes to catching fish in Southern California. You need a code group to connect with what's happening on the water. Fishdope.com is your code group. Inside information available at your fingertips 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Fishdope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. Fishdope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane, along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. They become your code group. You get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Quintin, 365 days a year. Fishdope.com has online planning tools, temperature and chlorophyll charts, hot bite icons, and more. Take it from me, if you don't have Fishdope.com, you're not part of the in-the-know crowd. Membership is affordable and good for an entire year. Plus, use the special code and save $30 on a new Fishdope.com membership. Check it out today. Fishdope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Okay, it's time. Max is going to do us the honor flipping the prize coins. We have a caller or a texter winning the show, and today we have a texter. Congratulations, Dawn in San Bernardino. You've got yourselves a brand new pair of Costa sunglasses, those Tuna Alley Pros. Such a nice pair of shades.
And a Bill Barnett 2026 calendar, too.
Yeah, sorry, Bill.
That's styling, too. Max, great having you.
That was awesome.
Appreciate you coming in and your time and doing such a great job with the Pacific Voyager out of Seaforth. How does somebody get a hold of you?
You guys can either contact us on Instagram, Pacific Voyager Sport Fishing, or you guys are welcome to text or call me anytime, 949-241-6106.
Wow, fantastic. All right, appreciate that very much.
Absolutely.
And appreciate you. And good luck in the winter season and your boat work and then getting back to it in the spring.
I appreciate it.
All right, look forward to having you back here on Let's Talk Hookup, too. Hey, thanks to Jeff. in the fan studio, and thanks to Adam for all he does on the Let's Talk Hookup app. We will be back next Saturday and Sunday. Next Saturday, Tom Green, Carl Sabonis, and Adrian, the fish spotters themselves, will be here. That's going to be a special show. And then Sunday's a special show, too, with Captain Frank Lopresti. He's going to be great, talking all kinds of good fishing. Thanks for listening today. We'll see you next week right back here, Facebook, YouTube Live, the Let's Talk Hookup app, and 97.3 The Fan.